shit! It's time for history!
Good afternoon, good evening, good whatever the hell time it is for you. My name is Lexi. Welcome to this special episode of Maneuver Meta, part X of X, because I haven't figured out exactly how many breakdowns I'm going to do on this, because today we are covering Berlin Germans. Yes, you heard that right. I got an advanced copy of Berlin Germans from Battlefront Miniatures, courtesy of them. Thank you very much for reaching out to me on that and getting me access to this info. So today, what I'm going to be covering in the first of these mini episodes is I'm going to be going over what I have found in Berlin Germans that has caught my eye and walk you through anything new. To preface all of this, I'm essentially basing my comparisons off of the Bulge German book. Yes, I'm aware that D-Day Germans and D-Day Waffen both exist as books in late war. However, with the late 1944, early 1945, we get access to things like Tiger IIs and Jagdtigers, and a lot of the base stuff available in the D-Day books is still available in the Bulge and the Berlin book, just slightly modified. So those are definitely viable options, but for terms of comparison, Bulge is going to be the main competitor, in my eyes at least. And again, all of this is my own personal opinion. Take it with a grain of salt. If you don't like what I'm saying, please throw a comment down below. Let me know what you're thinking. If you don't like one of my takes, let me know. If you like one of my takes, let me know. I only really play Germans. I'm trying to focus more on Americans this year, and Soviets as well. The only one I really don't touch is British. So if you have any perspective on that, please let me know. But without further ado, I'm going to dive into what I see as one of the more important factors. And that is the support diagram and the command card package. Because with how list creation in Flames of War happens, with you being able to take any formation across the board, the really important thing in my eyes for list selection is going to be which book you pick. That book will then give you your support diagram and the command cards that you have available to you. Right now, Bulge Germans have a very good formation available via their command cards, Schnellgruppenmittel. It allows you to go wide with SDKFZ 250 armored cars, and also include mortars and Stummel, the short 7.5 half tracks. A very powerful formation that is seeing a lot of play competitively around the world right now. So that is going to be difficult to beat. However, I do think Berlin gives Bulge a little run for its money. So the book overall, before diving completely into the support diagram, we got 8 new formations and, air quotes, 5 formations through the command cards. The 8 new formations in this book are split into what I've dubbed fresh and veteran. So you have your frontline troops that have been fighting and retreating back to Berlin, and then you have the home-raised troops. So the veteran stuff is organized into panzer formations. The newer stuff is split into tank training companies and infantry formations. The command card companies that are available is you do have your reconnaissance options, which you do get a Lux company, a Aufklärungs 38T company. Apologies on my pronunciation. I am but a monolingual American, and so this is going to get pretty ugly at times. I apologize in advance. And then a SDKFC Heavy 234 company, which, yes, the rumors are true. We got our Pack 40 Pumas. However, I will go into that in a bit here. Then your other two formations that you have in your command cards. One of them is Westfalen, the Waffen company, that was, I believe they're on the outskirts of Berlin. Correct me below if I'm wrong on that. But it's a way to run a Waffen formation that essentially is running MG42 and Kar-98 teams instead of the MG42 teams. So a slight points discount for that reduction in rate of fire for the infantry teams. And then it has a couple of special options as well. But then the other formation available is the 1st and 2nd Kriegsmarine Divisions. And that is an interesting one because it's taking a kind of a leaf out of the Bulge American book, where this card upgrades the Bulge Volksgrenadier formation. So you would need the information from the Bulge Volksgrenadier formation in order to run this card. So Bulge Americans had something like this with I believe it was the Rangers. You had an upgrade, a set of upgrade cards that allowed you to field something specific, but it used the D-Day American Rangers. Or it might have been their rifle company. But either way, another interesting move by Battlefront, putting out a command card that is upgrading a unit from another book. But those are the companies. You got the 5 through the command cards, and then the 8 new formations. 4 frontline, 4 rearline. So the reason why support matters, you know, why all of this matters, kind of what I was talking about earlier, when you write a list in Flames of War, the technical way that you go about it from a building perspective is any formation is game. The only thing that is locked in is your support diagram, which is picked by a book, and then whatever book you choose for your support diagram, that book is the only book you can pull command cards from. So with Berlin German, the special things with it for the command cards, which I'll do on a different episode, I'll do a deep in-depth dive into it, but for the main affair for the Berlin Germans is we now have a set of cards that allows you to field railway guns. So FLAC 88s mounted on railway cars. It is a very interesting card. To give a very quick description of it, you get to lay down a piece of track from your deployment zone across the table. Then a rail car hides in ambush. You have to place it from ambush. It is placed from ambush even if the mission doesn't allow for it. And if the mission does allow for it, it is placed in addition to the other ambushers. And then it's 188 or 288s or 488s. So that is the long and the quick version of it. I'll go much more into detail on that with the command cards. But overall, in comparison to Bulge German, I do not see the power that is present in the Bulge German command cards. You know, being able to have the Schnellgruppe Nittel, you got the ways to field extra 88s at a discount. Like, I think one of the lists I was seeing at LVO ran 8 FLAC 88s and 4 8.8 centimeter tank hunter, the AT-17, so it was 12 AT guns on the table, which even if you are reluctant and they're getting pinned, that's still putting out a lot of shots. So not as powerful, but I feel that the makeup in here is the support diagram options, because you have a couple of Berlin-specific options that you're able to take. So, the first portion on the left-hand side of the diagram, you have 2 armor slots. One armor slot is just a Brumbar assault tank platoon. That is the only thing that can be taken in that slot. So if you like Brumbars, congrats. The other option is a heavy tank hunter selection, where you get a option of a Tiger II Waffen tank platoon, a Tiger II tank platoon, a Berlin Elephant tank hunter platoon, a Jag Panther tank hunter platoon, and a Berlin Jag Tiger tank hunter platoon. So the important thing here for the Berlin units is the Berlin Jag Tiger allows you to take 1 Jag Tiger for 16 points. Previously in Bulge Germans, the minimum you could take for the Jag Tigers was 2 for 31 points. The 1 for 16 makes it a very interesting choice. It's your standard German stats on a King the big Tiger chassis. It's got anti-tank 18, firepower 2+, with brutal forward firing and slow firing, a 48-inch range on the gun with halted 2 and moving 1. It's got an 8-inch tactical, 12-inch terrain dash, 14-inch cross-country, and 16-inch road dash, with a respectable 3-plus cross-check for being as large as it is. It has the careful hit-on stat, the veteran skill, but because it's counting as a self-propelled gun, it has the worst assault stat at a 4+. It is confident 4+, with the worst self-propelled gun counterattack to a 5+. But it is getting the German boosted last stand of 3+. It is a tank unit and it has the Stormtrooper special rule. So the one con to this unit, so to speak, that I have seen is the careful hit-on rating doesn't really matter because it's front armor. Nothing can really penetrate it. I think the only things that can penetrate the front armor of the Jagdtiger are guns available in the German arsenal. I don't think the Allies have anything off the top of my head that can just straight pen front 17. Front armor 17, you need to be at least 18 to be able to do something to it. And then even at long range, 18 is not going to do anything. So that 4+ is just kind of, it sucks that you're paying points for it when it really doesn't matter, but you're still able to get the discount now in contrast to Bulge Germans, where you're able to take the one Jagdtiger for 16 points. So a very interesting option. The Berlin Elephant, same deal. It's Elephant Platoon. You can take one, if I can find them here, I believe it's one. You can take one or two. You have one for 15 points or two for 29 points. Elephant's basically a downgraded Jagdtiger. Or a Jagdtiger is an upgraded Elephant, however you want to look at it. It's got the King Tiger gun, so it's only AT-17 firepower 3+. It's front 16 and side 7, so it's one less on both front and side. Same mobility as the King Tiger. Same soft stats as the Jagdtiger. Sorry, not King Tiger, Jagdtiger. So all in all, I don't really see a point in running the Elephants because one more point will get you front 17, side 8, AT-18, firepower 2+, and brutal. That is 5 bonuses going onto one tank. However, if you're shy 1 point or going over by 1 point, you can certainly take the single elephant for 15. So, that's the first armor column. The second armored column is the Brumbar. You can only take a Brumbar in that option. Then shifting into our anti-tank options, we have our usual Pack 40 crews of a regular Wehrmacht, and then a Waffen, and then a Berlin Fallschirmjäger, 7.5 tank under platoon. The Berlin Fallschirmjägers, to touch on those very quickly, if memory serves, they have the same stats as the Bulge ones, where they are no longer cream of the crop, careful, fearless veterans. They are now conscripts, or not conscripts, but they're fresh troops, but with still decent ratings, with aggressive, fearless motivation still in green for a 5+. I believe that's what the Bulge Fallschirmjägers are. They might be trained, though, so please correct me if I'm wrong on that, but they are not the Fallschirmjägers that we see in the D-Day books or in mid-war as well. But then, in our first anti-tank option, we run into our first of the brand new options here, the Kleinpanzer Ones Tank Hunter Platoon. Panzerjäger Wusch Abteilung 1, 1st Tank Hunter Test Battalion, was armed with Kleinpanzer Ones, a small tank bedbug, and attached to 11 Waffen Panzer Grenadier Division Nordland during the defense of Berlin. In early 1945, some Bogward B-4 demolition carriers were rebuilt as tank destroyers. They were armed with 6 Panzerschreck rocket launcher tubes and a pod on a swivel mount. So this is literally a little tank that looks like 2 guys could fit in it tops. It's very small. It looks like it's about the depth of a medium base. So we're looking at probably 32 to 40 millimeters long. It's if you know what the Bogward B demolition carriers were, it is literally one of those chassis. And then it has 6 Panzerschreck rockets mounted on it. So what this guy does is he is three of the wands for 5 points. Its weapons is a Panzerschreck. And now, interestingly enough, even though it's six Panzerschrecks, its rate of fire is halted 2, moving 1. I thought maybe we would get a 4-2 or a 3-2 or something, but nope, halted 2, moving 1. It's got the 8-inch range of the Panzerschreck with the standard Panzerschreck anti-tank firepower of 11 and 5 plus, respectively. However, important to note, there is no slow firing on this because it's mounted. So, a little bonus there. It's got standard Flames of War tank mobility, Tactical 10, Terrain-12, Cross-Country 16, Rogue-20. However, because it is so small, its cross is only a 4+. It is careful, fearless, and trained with self-propelled gun, counterattack, and assault skills. Armor ratings is front 1, side 0, and top 0. So, an interesting unit. And you can take up to 2 of these units in your support diagram with Berlin Germans. So, the second anti-tank column option that you have. From what was already mentioned, is just the Kleinpanzers and the 8.8 centimeter tank hunter platoons, which you can take an 8.8 centimeter tank hunter platoon in your first anti-tank slot. So you can take 2 of those as well. Then, in this second anti-tank slot, you have a Fallschirmjäger Hetzer tank hunter platoon, a regular Marder tank hunter platoon, and then a Marder 2 tank hunter platoon, with the difference between Marder and Marder 2 being that they are... I think I scrolled past them. One of them has front armor 3, the other one has front armor 1 or 2. So just a slightly boosted front armor to deal with those autocannons. Yeah, here we are. A Marder, the regular Marder is front 1, side 1. The Marder 2 is front 3, side 1. Both dodge deep reserves, but that front 3 makes them a little bit more effective against autocannons. Both of them armed with the PAC 40 AT-12 firepower 3+, 32-inch range gun. But the big special man of the hour in this anti-tank column is another one of the new units available via Berlin Germans, the 8.8 cm Waffenträger Tank Hunter Platoon. This is a PAC 43, the King Tiger 8.8 cm gun, mounted on basically a small tank chassis. It's got an engine and tracks and a bed that this gun mounts on. It is front 2, side 0, top 0. Careful, confident, trained with self-propelled stats of 6 for counterattack and assault. Standard tank cross-country, or standard tank movement. 5 plus cross due to its small size of the tractor on it, basically. Then the King Tiger AT-17 firepower 3 plus gun. 3 of these are only 17 points. For an ambush unit, that is not that bad. You got the 48-inch range on it, you got the AT-17, firepower 3+. That is very appealing, and I've had a couple of lists that I've brewed together taking advantage of this. However, unlike the Kleinpanzer, you can only take one of these. You only have one slot available for these, the second of your anti-tank slots. And now on to our second page of our support diagram options. The artillery options are, you'll have to correct me on this, but I'm pretty sure the exact same. They're the exact same as Bulge German. You have 3 slots, 1 for rockets, 2 for main guns. One set of the main guns can take a Wesp, but the other set of the main guns can take a Hummel. Both of the other ones are Volks and regular of the 10-5. The rocket option is basically your Nebelwerfers either mounted on the armored trucks or just on the ground. You have your same OP slots, a Panzer III OP or a SDKFC 250 OP. So pretty similar along the lines of Bulge for the artillery. Moving into our aircraft and anti-aircraft options, we have a 3.7 AA platoon, quad 2 centimeter AA platoon, and a 2 centimeter AA platoon. All Luftwaffe stats, which the Luftwaffe stats for these guns, are downgraded stats. They are aggressive, reluctant, and trained with the 5+ assault. There are command cards to upgrade the gun, but not the crew, if I recall. So you got you can take pretty sure twin 3.7s, you know, stuff like that. The specialty German anti-aircraft units you have the cards for in this book. Plane-wise, something I am happy about, not because I'll be running it, but because I heard this complaint more times than I would count with the Bulge book, you have all your plane options within reason. You have your Sturmwagels, so you still have the jets if you want to run the jets, just like in Bold German. However, you now have access to the bomb Stukas and the 3.7 centimeter cannon Stukas. So if you don't want to deal with the bombs, you can take the Stukas. One of your command cards is if you take the 3.7s, you can upgrade it to Rudel, which is an interesting option. He arrives on a 3 and he rerolls failed hits on his guns. He's 6 points, so I think the 3.7 Stukas are 9. So it's 15 points. I'm definitely going to play test it a little bit here and there, see how that 3 plus goes. I know in Team Yankee, having the Harriers arriving on a 3 plus is huge. But I don't know if it's worth 6 points, especially with how little impact air power has in Flames of War. You know, you're not able to take 4 of the Stukas. You know, you're only able to take 2. But then shifting back to the support diagram, you have the heavy anti-aircraft slot with an 8.8 centimeter heavy AA platoon, both Wehrmacht and Luftwaffe versions. The Luftwaffe version is what is upgraded into the railguns with the aggressive trained reluctant stats. However, important to note, there is only one heavy AA slot. This is only one slot, two options for one slot, so you can only field 4 88s max. I was just scrolling through all the command cards, seeing if there is a way, like in Bulge German, to go wide with them. However, it does not appear that way. You do have the option to upgrade a lot of them. However, you can bump them up into basically a Pack 43 with AT-17. You can put a 10-5 AA gun on the table for a plus 1 point. Halted 1, moving 1, anti-tank 19, firepower 2 plus, so a slightly beefed up Yag Tiger gun. So some interesting options. Then for our final bit in our support diagram that I'm going to go over here is the reconnaissance options, which, if you were listening closely earlier on, I did spoil one of the new options here, which is the Pack 40 Armed Puma. I love this thing. I love playing it in video games. However, it really makes me sad to say that from a competitive standpoint, this unit is hot garbage. It is an absolute disappointment. 3 points will get you one Puma with a Pack 40 and one with a 2 centimeter mount. They are careful, veteran with a 4 plus assault, reluctant with a 6 plus last stand. So for those that aren't following on why this unit is hot garbage, you kill one of the two vehicles. So say your opponent hides the Pack 40 and you don't even have shots on it, and you manage to bail. Well, we'll even be gracious as well and say that you failed the firepower on the 2 centimeter. You bail the one that is in the Pack 40. Your opponent's turn comes around, they have to roll a 5 plus to remount that vehicle. If they don't do that, then they have a 6 plus last stand. It's a cool looking unit, but there isn't much else that I can say about it, because that 6 plus last stand with a reluctant motivation with a 2 tank unit, that thing's not staying around. The 3 points is nice to give it to you, but even if it was 1 point, I don't think I would take them, because they are way too easy to peel apart. You just got to take out the one and then in all likelihood, they're going to flee. And yes, there's every chance you can roll a 6 every single turn of the game. However, that's not how I play this game, and that's not how this game is played competitively when the stats get thrown around. So again, I love this vehicle. I love how it looks. I love how it plays in video games. You know, having that mobility and being able to put the Pack 40 AT-12 firepower 3 plus gun onto the mount. Oh, it's so good. But man, just that 2-tank unit. So, that's one of the new scout options. One of the other new scout options that's a little bit more reasonable, motivation-wise, a little bit more difficult for me to justify points-wise, is the Aufklärer 38T scout troop. It is a Panzer 38T chassis with the German reconnaissance turret slapped on top of it. The 2-centimeter autocannon with a machine gun side mount. 3 of them are 4 points. They have your standard tank unit, scout, spearhead, stormtroopers. They are careful, veteran, confident, with a 6 plus last stand, 4 plus assault, and a 6 plus counterattack. They have a tactical of 10, terrain of 12, cross country of 18, road dash of 20, and a 4 plus cross, with the big, big bonus here of them being front armor 3. So in light armor duels, this will have that benefit of being able to actually tank some of the shots front armor. Anyone that plays mid-war knows how front armor 3 against auto cannons can really mess your day up. The other new unit option for reconnaissance is a Wehrmacht option. So they are careful, veteran, reluctant, with a 6 plus lax stand and a 6 plus counterattack, 4 plus assault. It is two SDKFZ 250s with MGs. Those are the little guys, the little reconnaissance handle mags. And then a SDKFZ 251, so one of the long ones, with a triple 15 millimeter. So a 20 inch range, halted 5, moving 3, AT5, firepower 5 plus with dedicated AA. So an interesting option. It is only 2 points for all of this, but in comparison to Bulge German and what the meta unit for German scouts is, the Waffen 250 unit, this is getting one less shot from the AT5 firepower 5 plus from the Waffen 250 scout troop. Exact same cost. So the Waffen 250 scout troop has two tanks with 2 centimeter autocannons, halted 3, moving 2. So if that unit stays halted, that has 6 shots, this has 5. If the Waffen unit moves, it has 4 shots moving, this has 3. So one of the main bonuses, however, of this in comparison to the Waffen one, is you now have a 2-point reconnaissance option that is careful, that you can avoid getting hit. I, however, prefer to play a higher motivation unit, so the Waffen unit having, I believe they are still fearless. Because you do have the option in this book to take the 250 Waffen scout troop. They are fearless. Yep, fearless, with a last stand of 4+, trained and aggressive. So I will take that 4+ last stand over a 6+ last stand and being downgraded to aggressive. But I also feel like that's partially because I play Soviets exclusively in Team Yankee. So a 3+ hit on is not a deal breaker for me. It's definitely something I can work around. But definitely an interesting option in comparison to the Waffen 250s. Then running through here. Okay, so to round out today's mini episode, I am going to go over what I see as my standout options and an honorable mention out of all of our support options. My number, or we'll start with the honorable mention. We'll build our way up for excitement purposes. My honorable mention is being able to take one of the Berlin Jagdtigers for 16 points. I think that is a very niche option, but definitely something that can really be a pain to deal with. Anything that is invulnerable to the front is something that is going to be problematic to deal with. And the fact that you can take one of them is even better. And it is also, most importantly for this purpose, it is one of the few weapons in Flames of War with that 2+ firepower. This thing has a Team Yankee gun. That brutal, so you can turn it against infantry and they're having to reroll their saves, and that 2+ firepower really just... It's a killer no matter what it hits. And the fact that it has halted too as well, that it's not a 1-1 slow firing. So, the Berlin Jagdtiger, being able to take one of them for 16 points, that is my honorable mention. Important to note, I don't remember if I said this when I was first introducing that unit, you can take more than one. However, in comparison to Bulge German, you could not take one, you had to take minimum 2. So that's why I feel like this is somewhat important here. The other standouts now, the third place pick for me, so to speak, are the Kleinpanzer Wands. Wands, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but the little Kleinpanzers, those little Panzer Schreck trucks. 5 points for 6 AT-11 firepower, 5 shots on a 4+ cross. It's a small body, relatively easy to find, playing around the table on terrain, and importantly, them being in both of the anti-tank slots so that you can go wide, and for 10 points, you can get 12 AT-11 firepower 5+ shots, which the only negative to it and why it's not in the first place is because it is a Panzerschreck, so it's a 5 plus firepower. It'll be good against half tracks and such, and second line stuff. You know, I could definitely see an argument for taking a unit of three of these and kind of just scooting them up along the side of a table to try and pop some artillery when you get up close, or some other supporting elements. But an interesting option nonetheless, but not number one. My number two pick is kind of what I was talking about before I went into here. The Waffen 250 versus that new 250-251 Recce unit of a Wehrmacht Careful 4+, having a reconnaissance unit that is hit on a 4+ that is now 2 points. One of the main reasons why a lot of people were running the Waffen 250 Recce is because it was 2 points in comparison to the Wehrmacht's 3. And so you're able to field 2 or 3 for the price of 2. And Schnellgroup Nittel is built around them as well. But I think it is definitely an interesting option for people who prefer the 4+ Careful Recce to have a 3-tank Recce unit for 2 points that's careful. And it doesn't have as many shots as the Waffen 250s or the regular 250s. However, it still has a fair amount. It's five shots halted, 3 shots moving in comparison to the 6 shots moving, or 6 shots halted, 4 shots moving of the Waffen 250s. And then the first place gold medal standout from this support diagram goes to the Waffen Trägers, the Pack 43 on a track mounting. 17 points for 3 of them. That is very, very competitive in my eyes. It's a very solid ambush unit, and for 17 points, it is reasonable to go pick up some other high anti-tank units that you do, like 88s, flak 88s, or the 88 tank hunter units as well. So that covers our support selection overview and a little touch tidbit on the command cards. So, this is going to be the first episode released. If you're listening to this now, that means it is on March 23rd. Yes, I believe March 23rd is when Battlefront is lifting the embargo, and I'm holding myself to that because this is the first time I've been included in the preview cycle, and I want to be included in further ones, so I'm going to be sure to follow their direction on these. So, I have this episode that is going to be a podcast and a YouTube episode as well. And then I'm going to do a full breakdown of all 8 of the new formations with a little bit of a side focus on the command card formations available. And then a full breakdown of how this book, in my eyes, will sit into the meta as it currently stands, with the majority of the data that I'm pulling from for this year being from LVO, because that was one of the larger events that had all of the late war books. A lot of stuff is doing mid-war because mid-war's finished, quote-unquote. I know Adepticon this year is doing mid-war. It's a lot easier to find organized competitive play around mid-war right now than there is late war. And I'm hoping that with the release of this book that will be set to change, because we now have everything done. You know, there's no units that are waiting to be fielded outside of some niche ones that might get thrown in as wild cards later. Something about a massive concrete bunker that somehow got tracks on it. Something about one of the most produced Western tanks in the world that is going to be present in every single major Battlefront game coming up soon. I guess you guys will have to tool around to figure out what those two little hints were. But until next time, I will catch you guys later. Thank you, and have a good rest of your day.